about a year ago. They wanted me to host a show about weather weapons, and I had the distinct feeling that literally, it was a big show developer, one of their top people, I had the distinct feeling that all they were doing, it was like they didn't even know how to search the web and do it themselves. They had to call me up and waste my time in two or three meetings just to prime and get all the info from me. And I know they watched their interviews with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. So I knew that they were producing a show like that. And I'm also going to be on two different Discovery Channel shows this year and next year and a History Channel program. So, but I mean, my whole point is that they're definitely tuned into the facts and that the people are interested in all this. But I mean, look, they could knock out and create hurricanes in the mid-60s. Documented, Stanford Research, Naval War Lab, certified. We have the declassified documents. And so, yes, the answer is they could have stopped Katrina, but they didn't, because the evidence is they were manipulating it. Right. Of course, you don't stop something, you know, that you're doing. And but, see, they can't have the public know they've got this stuff off the shelf. I mean, just like driving a car. I mean, with seven aircraft, they could have killed that storm. With just one aircraft, they could create that storm. And that's with the 60, 70-year-old cloud seeding alone with the new nuclei dispersal systems they have. You add into that antenna arrays and other systems like the Chinese and Russians are publicly using, you have weather superiority, owning the weather. And, of course, that's the Pentagon plan back in the 60s said they wanted to, quote, own the weather. They now own the weather. And that's why you can see it right up a line. A meteorologist that had been watching satellite for 40 years, satellite photos and then video for 20 years, said they've never seen anything like it. They'll just block the storms. It'll flood the eastern side of the country. No water on the western. They just laugh as they weather weapon us up one side and down the other. And it's just going to get worse and worse. And they can tear up cities, smash things with super hurricanes, flood, whatever. And they'll go, global warming, oh, help us. And then the yuppies will say it doesn't exist.
I think that's the way they're going to frame this, like it's a solution to global warming or something.
Well, like that's another thing they're going to trot out. Yeah, while they simultaneously, I agree, wreck things with it. And then they'll say, oh, we just invented this. It'll save you.